91.5.
Poison's backstage parties became unblushing orgies.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
Snap on easy access, I like.
You know I never, seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I like it. And I know you like it too. The way that I want you. I gotta have you. Oh yes I do.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Does not compete with class.
Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something. You've got it stuck in your brain that I murdered somebody. What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is called Metallurgy, and our featured artist is Led Zeppelin, and we're playing some of the lesser heard live tracks from their BBC Sessions album, and in the next set, we're going to be hearing from their album, How the West Was Won. But the set you just heard began with Deep Purple and Woman from Tokyo, and then an excerpt from the Spinal Tap movie, This is one where they're trying to get onto the stage in Cleveland, but they take a wrong turn somewhere. And then from the BBC Sessions, the first disc in that, with Led Zeppelin with Communication Breakdown. Yeah, a live version of that. And then it was the Beastie Boys, shifting genre for a little bit of Sonic Ginger. Yeah, that was Brass Monkey. And then we had my Bad Hair Metal remix of Poison's Talk Dirty to Me, followed by a public service announcement from Ozzy Osbourne. Yeah, don't drink and drive. Get somebody else to drive you when you're drinking. Or walk. That's a great solution. Then we heard from Metallica, a song from their Kill 'Em All album, Whiplash, followed by a song from Devo going out to DJ Chris Major. That was Gates of Steel, a live version from an album that Chris turned me on to. Now It Can Be Told, Devo at the Palace. A recording made in 1988, December 9th, 1988. Then we heard from Charles Manson, Mass Murderer. And then we heard from Megadeth with a song called Killin' Is My Business, and Business Is Good, the title track from an album. Of course, name that. Meanwhile, back in me upright now is the Nutley Brass Band with a very cool cover of a Ramones song, I Want to Be Sedated. So we got two more sets for you, and we're going to be hearing from Striper, a Christian heavy metal band. And we're also going to be hearing from Kiss, and ending this set, a song going out to Paul Goodwin, who I know is a big Rat fan, yeah. And we'll also be hearing, as part of our Sonic Ginger song from the German electronic band Kraftwerk, Titanium. I've been reading this Led Zeppelin book by Jean-Michel Guisson and Philippe Margotin. It's a really thick book. It's called Led Zeppelin, All the Songs, the Story Behind Every Track. And yeah, it's pretty comprehensive, but if you're a real nut about Led Zeppelin like I am, it's certainly a very informative book. All sorts of details. But in any case, this next set, I'm going to start off with a song from Led Zeppelin's 3-CD epic live album, How the West Was Won. And I hope you enjoy this.
Keep on rolling along with the grace of the Lord above. People talk. Thank you. aside from the identifying that the boys do with us, there's also like a reaction to the female, of the female to our music.
Yeah, well, really, they're quite fearful.
Yeah.
That's my theory. They see us on stage with tight trousers. We've got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. I mean, it's really quite frightening, the size.
Yeah.
And they run screaming.
Jesus, right now.
Yeah. But no honeymooning until after we're married.
I just hate what the girl says. Why? I really wanna
by my side.
Don't hesitate. I really wanna by my side. The whole night through, we do all the things that we wanna do. Well, come on, baby, don't leave me sad. 'Cause you're good looking, the best I've had.
Galloping around the cosmos is a game for the young doctor.
Too many people, no one wants to be involved.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. This is the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from who knows where mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening is metallurgy, with our featured artists Led Zeppelin, as we hear some of their songs that are lesser known from the BBC Sessions live album and their spectacular 3-CD live epic, How the West Was Won. And we began that last set with a version of Heartbreaker from How the West Was Won. And then it was Kraftwerk. Yes, the German electronic godfathers of all of hip-hop music. Their song Titanium from the Tour de France soundtracks. And mixed on top of that, I had an pieces of an interview with Malcolm and Angus Young of AC/DC, who I would not call a heavy metal band. I'd call them a blues-based hard rock band. But lots of other people don't feel that way. And in that interview, even Angus accepted it when their interviewer describes their music as being heavy metal. And then we heard from Stryper. They had a very successful racket as a Christian heavy metal band. And I can just see some of those religious parents yelling, screaming at their kids for playing the devil's music. But then the kids are like, no, 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 daddy. No, 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 mommy. Listen to the lyrics. They're singing to hell with the devil. And the soldiers in this next song are under the command of Jesus, fighting for our Lord God. Yeah, and for a while, Stryper made pretty... a lot of money. In money we trust, yeah. But they're, yep. And then we heard from Kiss, a band that was profoundly influential in my early life, and I kind of repudiate them, especially Gene Simmons, for some of the things that that he said. I don't think that that Kiss lyrics exactly provided good advice for adolescent boys about dating and relationships. Yeah. But that song, Making Love, had a really cool guitar riff. And then we finished things off with Rat and Lack of Communication. Meanwhile, right now, we've got Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Zorba the Greek. I got one last set for you, and it's going to have some Iron Maiden, some Def Leppard, and another song from Led Zeppelin's How the West Was Won, and it's all going to start for you right now. Here is Iron Maiden, and run to the hills!
Came to my the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Every week we bring you a different mix of music that matches a particular theme. And if it's a plastic sushi, we go genre jumping. If it's a Tears of the Gods, we go deep exploring one genre or two, throwing in some other things. Always a featured artist. This week, our theme has been metallurgy, exploring all sorts of heavy metal music. And our featured artist has been Led Zeppelin, as we've been playing some of their lesser heard live tracks from the BBC sessions and their perfect triple CD live album, How the West Was Won. Thanks so much for listening. Oh, yeah. So the last couple of songs here. We started off with Iron Maiden and Run to the Hills. Then it was Def Leppard, Run Riot. And we finished things off with Led Zeppelin's live version of Dancing Days from the second CD of How the West Was Won. I expect to be back again next week, and we'll be training new DJs for the next 2 weeks. So that'll be an interesting mix of some new voices, some different styles of music, and probably a mistake or two somewhere. There should be another DJ coming on, but they're not in yet, so we'll just let this play out, and then we'll see what happens here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.